The following is Commissioner Michael Guerin with his State of the County Address from January 9th, 2024.
Good morning, everybody. It feels good to be back. One of the toughest parts about becoming a commissioner is everywhere you go for the first year, you don't know where you're going, you don't know where you're supposed to park, you don't know where you're supposed to sit, you don't know what you're supposed to say. So this is the first event that I've actually been to before, so I can brag about that. I've learned much in the past year. I'm not an expert, nobody is, but there are some truths about the state of our county that are worth mentioning and worth building on as we begin 2024. Unfortunately, for counties like ours, the coming years will not be easy, as sound public policy, the traditional give and take of what was once called politics, is all but extinct here in Maryland. But you play the hand you are dealt, and my focus is on our county. To that end, I will always support what I feel is good for taxpaying citizens like yourself and your businesses, and oppose anything that I feel is wrong for the county. It's just as simple as that for me. So we do have much to be grateful for. We still enjoy one of the best school systems in the state, despite mandated policies that often do little to improve education. The numbers don't lie. That's just the facts. We enjoy very low crime rates, despite the fact that entire communities, physical communities around the state, are suffering. Whatever fabric was once holding them together is now hanging by a thread. Our 14 fire stations and dedicated volunteers continue to answer the call as they have for generations. And now, 8 months into the establishment of a county department of fire and EMS and ongoing transition to a hybrid volunteer county force, there is progress. It's not perfect, but it is succeeding despite enormous challenges. Our agricultural preservation is quickly approaching 80,000 acres with a 100,000-acre goal, which the board we passed a resolution on that just weeks ago, which I thought was a great idea. We're approaching 80,000 acres despite increased costs, everything costs more, and decreasing inventory. I consider the agricultural preservation program to be the ultimate insurance policy for Carroll County's future. There are so many good things happening in our county, and none of these things are accidents. They are a tribute to hardworking citizens, the family and rural values that are our heartbeat, the moms, dads, and grandparents that struggle to raise their children in an unwelcoming and weary world. Our good fortune is a direct result of the multi-generational families that built this county, the entrepreneurs, the businesses, the deputies, the prosecutors, firefighters, first responders, judges, librarians, educators, the nonprofits, rec councils, civic groups, and volunteers. Our health professionals and advocates combating deadly drug use and mental health challenges. And certainly the most dedicated and hardworking county employees. I've had the honor to get to know most of them. It's probably one of the best parts about being a commissioner for me. And they go out there and they handle everything from HR to HVAC every single day. And it's just a real testament to how good these folks are and the people that hire them. They do a great job with that. They all built this. But for those of you who know me, know that there's some more coming. If you ever heard me speak, you know that I always seem to be a glass half full kind of person. But despite all the good things that are happening, I do believe that we are at a pivotal time in our county history. I have said that before. We are overdue, and I think it's been mentioned a few times already, we have overdue for a serious conversation about our future. Not an esoteric discussion about vision, I've been guilty of that myself, or an expensive consulting group study. Sorry for any McKinsey folks out there. My time with Pricewaterhouse kind of maybe jaded me a little bit. But we don't need that. We need a real discussion. And amongst the five of us, that's where it starts. It is time to prioritize and make tangible changes, because if everything is important, nothing's important. In recent years, the county has experienced significant revenue growth, but also chosen to expand budgets well beyond that. Taxing citizens to fill gaps would simply be wrong, and it's not why I was elected. Let's define what economic growth is. I think that has been mentioned as well. Let's define what it is in tangible ways and come up with ways to actually achieve that. And in doing so, remind ourselves that we are ultimately judged and remembered going forward for results. It's just always about results. And that desire for a solution or a quick decision should never replace the duty of responsibility. Thank you.